Overcoming gym anxiety. There are three strategies that I have done and I'm still actually doing personally to help overcome gym anxiety. Not saying I have any gym anxiety anymore, but this has helped me overcome it over the years. Okay. Number three, let's start from three or go all the way down to one. Okay. Number three, wear baggy clothes, sweatpants, hoodie, baggy shirt. If you take your hoodie off or what have you, that's what I've done. I got to a certain point when I felt confident in myself and I actually decided to wear form-fitting clothes, at least a tighter shirt, and honestly, I felt stupid. And then I went back to a hoodie and baggy shirt. Okay, because I don't really like the, I'm not, I, before I didn't want to show, I let anybody see my body when I was overweight, and now I don't want to, my progress is my progress. That's the way I feel. And then number two, keep your exercises simple. If you could start out with just doing a leg press, start with just doing the treadmill, those kind of things, that's fine. But then graduate and move up to do maybe a leg press, then stand up to do squats. Leg press and then stand up and do lunges, certain stuff like that. Keeping it simple till you build your confidence up. Don't have yourself doing anything on YouTube where, oh, that looks nice. Make sure your exercises, make sure you know the why behind the what. Okay, you know why exactly why you're doing certain things. Some people don't. Okay, so don't try to do any box jumps or anything crazy that you saw on YouTube or saw anywhere else. Number one, and I think it's one of the runs definitely important. make sure that you have music playing in your ears that is loud. So drown out every noise around you. That's number one. But in two, that's gonna get you singing. Whatever, best thing is, whatever music you're gonna sing to when you're in the shower. Okay, if it's Kelly Clarkson, if it's like, you know, Taylor Swift, if it's DMX, if it's 112, if it's whatever case may be, something that's gonna get you singing, listen to that music while you work out, okay? Now, this is a bonus one. I wear glasses. When I work out, I take my glasses off. I do not see anything. I see things. I mean, I can see my hand in front of me if I take my glasses off, but I'm not distracted by anything. My mind is not wondering if that person's looking at me, that whatever. No, I can't really see anything. I mean, I can see bodies, I can see shapes, and I can know who man, female, those kind of things, and where certain equipment is or whatever. That's another thing too, is don't do this if you don't know where all the equipment are. I mean, if you can't find the equipment, you probably shouldn't do this method anyway, because you probably can't see at all. But just a tip that I do. These are the tips. That's the tip. I to this day I still all of them I still actually do, but I think all these four could definitely help you overcoming gym anxiety to a certain extent. I mean, I hope it does help. Please let me know if it does help. I really would appreciate that. All right, guys, thank you. Have a good one.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kandapastrength.com.